everybody, and welcome to the F This Movie commentary track for Blood Rage to celebrate Scary Movie Month 2017. My name is Patrick Bromley, joined, as always, by Mike Pomero.
Hey, everybody.
Adam Risky.
Hello.
And JB.
I thought we were doing The House That Cried Murder.
The House That Cried Murder is actually the first movie, or the... It's a movie written and produced by this movie's director.
Uh-huh.
So that's a little Easter egg for all of you Blood Rage
Wait,
fans.
I thought we were doing Blood Rage.
John Grismer.
Can that you just said slasher.
It can did you have say Easter slasher. Eggs for a Thanksgiving movie?
I see what you did there. This is the greatest Thanksgiving horror movie ever made. And
this guy just got a combo number one of just popcorn.
Hold the sleeves.
I feel
Sleeve
bad.
And flow.
I'm genuinely annoyed at how slow, like, he's just taking his time.
This movie's
it's really
barely 80 minutes.
And for
so,
but this aggravates me. I don't know why.
And also for that over, why is he taking it to the bathroom? Like, put it down like by the sink or something like that.
And of course, in his acting debut.
It is.
Here's Ted Raimi, who got cast in this and then didn't have to move back home to Michigan because he got a part in a movie.
He had made a promise with his dad that if he can get a part in a year, he could continue his pursuit.
Playing condom salesman.
And of course, this was filmed in New Jersey, whereas the rest of the film was done in Jacksonville, Florida.
I like Richard Einhorn's score, and I'm not joking. I think the score is actually
no.
One
there
of the
are
best
things in this
movie
that I like. Richard Lambden, of course, is a pen name for the actual writer of this film. Bruce Rubin, who some of you will know as the writer of Zapped, the Scott Baio Carrie ripoff.
So there's
which
that.
Will be next year's Scary Movie Month commentary.
No, as I was watching this, I thought exactly what Adam just said, that it's a mix of stuff that you like and stuff that doesn't work at all and is amateurish. It sort of goes back and forth schizophrenically.
Oh.
This is, again, every year, there's director John Grismer, who directed most of this movie, but not all of this
Not
movie.
All of it. And there's the reason, right
there's
up there
the first
on the
appearance
screen.
Of Louise Lasser, who I have already said to these boys will probably take up most of this commentary track.
Well, she takes up most of the movie.
Because if we're going to talk about shit that is fascinating about Blood Rage, most of it is Louise Lasser.
And again, before we started the commentary, I had made the observation that I was the only one who was actually alive in 1974. So speaking as an expert, everyone in 1974 had one of those shirts. One of those shirts. It was printed. It was not a natural fiber.
It was open below the cleavage.
It was a plastic derivative.
You're talking about the guy's shirt.
The guy's
shirt.
Oh,
got it. I'm so sorry. Why is there a machine gun laying across the two boys sleeping in the back?
Was there really? I missed that detail.
Yes!
I'm hoping it's a toy machine gun.
Now it's
gun.
Gone. Well, one of them's murderous.
Continuity error.
They're all like, hey, are they doing dinner in a movie now? I thought this was just hot dogs and a ball game. Didn't I blow your mind this time?
So, you know, every year we choose these crazy movies for the commentary track, and every year it is this weird mix of like, yeah, but there's stuff I like in this for real, and then stuff that's crazy. And this was a movie that was not on my radar at all until the Arrow Blu-ray, which is what we're watching right now to do this commentary. It's not a movie that a lot of people really grew up watching in the 80s because it has this crazy history where it was shot in 83, didn't come out till 87, heavily edited under a different title, Nightmare at Shadow Woods, which was what had come out on DVD. So really, the uncut Blood Rage with, let's face it, all the stuff that you want to see in this movie wasn't available until the Arrow Blu-ray, and it wasn't
and
until
one
that
of those,
came out.
One of those things that you want to see is coming up.
Yes, it is.
One of the bonus features on the Arrow disc is what it looked like, at least one scene, with the stuff cut out.
The whole movie is on here. The cut version.
Oh, I didn't know the cut version was
Nightmare
available.
Nightmare at Shadow Woods is on here. As
I watched
is
the little bonus feature where they showed Louise Lasser's fiance getting
oh yes
oh
ow!
This movie does have a weird idea of how blood works when it comes out of a body.
Yeah. Oh, not on the popcorn.
Right?
Also, in the spirit of Sergei Eisenstein, in the middle of that murder, why did they cut to the mom making out?
Why didn't she just drive home?
That's like cutting to the cows.
The naked girl. Oh. She's got a free car now.
Good point.
The car is mine. It's like the cows in Psych, in the remake of Psycho. Yeah.
Basically.
We're watching someone get murdered. Remember, the mom knows none of this.
I just want to say, for those of you who don't take our Scary Movie Month commentaries, where else are you going to hear a Blood Rage commentary that opens with, in the spirit of Sergei Eisenstein?
and that's how you frame someone. In front of dozens of witnesses.
Look,
he's Santa Claus.
He clearly... Oh, 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 what's going on here? That's Santa Belding. Mm-hmm. Well, clearly he did it. He has blood on his face. Mm-hmm. Here's a question that... I don't know if this gets answered. Is Todd catatonic to begin with, or is this the moment at which Todd becomes fucked up?
My assumption was that witnessing what his brother did pushed him over the edge. That's how he becomes.
Because we don't really get to know Todd before the murder.
And then, of course, later on, it's spending all this time in this institution that turns him into a...
I got to backtrack about 3 minutes here, because I remember when I was watching this... No.
Oh.
When we were watching this, they said...
You're backtracking 3 minutes, and yet it's 10 years later.
I'm trying to get there. I'm sorry. So, they said that there was an intermission, and that's why he was getting popcorn, but there's one movie.
They paused it halfway.
Good point. In the bonus features, we discovered
that
this is a halfway house for people with substance abuse problems, and in fact, it is still up and running as that sort of facility today.
Easy stalker.
This is the first appearance of producer, I can't find her name right
Marion now. Cantor?
Thank you. Who took this part because supposedly the actress who was supposed to play this part didn't show. And so Marion Cantor said, I'll do it. I'm producing this thing.
And she was a member of SAG.
Right.
Which made it a lot easier for her to do this.
But this is a crazy scene because it... I'm sorry. Holy shit, Louise Lasser. Anyway, so it's this weird mix of exposition and the doctor doing voiceover to explain more stuff. This sequence isn't in Nightmare at Shadow Woods, which... is strange because it's actually a pretty important scene in terms of setting up the backstory of the brothers and what happens. It does not exist in the edited version, so.
I thought this scene in particular with all the voiceover was one way, if you wanted to play this game, where you could tell that they had played.
Yes,
this.
Yeah.
That whenever you see a scene played out and there's narration over,
by the way, where there's narration over dialogue.
Yeah, yes. that is a rejected carpet design from Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Here's Todd, played by Thomas Jane.
How do we distinguish the two brothers?
Well,
one of them has messy hair and one of them has a receding hairline. Yeah, okay, sounds good.
Yep.
One of them has a blow dryer and access to hair care products.
For those of you watching The Deuce, it's hard to figure out which Franco's Franco. I'm happy that they're doing this. I am not smart.
That is Mark Soper. And when I watched Blood Rage for the first time, I immediately said, oh, that's Michael Milton from The World According to Garp, which is the only other thing I've seen him in. He, of course, is the graduate student who Garp's wife is having a... Oh, the first time I watched this, I couldn't figure out that it was pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that... My attention must have been taken away. And I thought he was able to... I thought it was like cookies. And that... How on earth... He must have very sweaty palms that he was able to reduce the cookies to goo.
Oh,
guys,
no.
I'm going to go back 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Santa like not give Todd gifts now? Like, because he thinks he killed?
Guys, I'm going to go back 20 minutes. What do you guys want to do for our commentary today?
Also, as the resident expert on 1974, this is exactly what college was like.
But this isn't 1974 anymore.
Well, that's...
Guys, that's not
it's
how
10
you
years
play
later.
Football.
And that's when I was in college.
Oh. But that would be... Okay.
This is what college was like back then.
In 1984.
Yes.
Got it.
If you drafted any of these players for your fantasy team, you are fucked.
Can I tell you something? Every one of these players is my fantasy.
And of course, the reason why they get the hairstyles and the clothing styles right is that now the film has caught up with itself and it's portraying contemporary reality when the film was shot.
Right.
So not when it was
when it was released.
So Todd and
I wish Doug were here.
It's Tomax. It's Tomax and Sanger
right at this moment.
So since Terry is the bad guy,
thank you, Mike.
Would you say that he's a soper villain? And Todd is our soper villain.
Do you see though, like how just like effortless his performance is? I call that soper natural.
By effortless, do you mean he's giving no effort?
This Garp thing though really explains so much because. I clearly had the movies confused. I was positive that Louise Lasser was John Lithgow in drag.
I can't tell. Like, scene to scene, it looks like she's either 35 or 80.
Here's something I need to say. And I'm not going to comment on Louise Lasser's appearance. She was a big star. But her costuming in this scene, and really for the rest of the film, because really the movie all takes place in this night, the way that they have her dressed, let me try to explain this. She looks like
go back 5 minutes.
A serial killer murdered her and then dressed her to make her into like a living doll. Like that's his thing that he like curled her hair.
And as it turned out, the costume designer was a serial killer. Going back 5 minutes. But here's what I think about that, because she had that stuff in her hair earlier in the drive-in, which was 10 years ago.
Right.
So clearly she...
It's her look. Once you get it, once you don't...
That Mary Hartman, to the extent that I remember it, is... What?
You stuttered.
Is what she was most known for, I would say. That was her chief claim... Ooh.
Ew, gross.
Sexy. That was her chief claim to fame, and Mary Hartman...
Eat some thighs.
Mary Hartman was a character who was very much a child woman.
Okay.
To the way she dressed, to that hairstyle, which sort of became iconic, not that anyone copied it. And I see her throughout this film grabbing at that earlier success.
Okay.
That is what she is trying to ape because, well, people seem to like that. In a scene that will reach its fruition in a little while. Yeah. You know the scene I'm talking about. Which seems like an outtake from Mary Hartman. But we'll get to that in time. What's the story with Terry's tie?
It was the 80s.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to finish tying that. It's kind of a cool look. I don't totally understand why all these people are at Thanksgiving dinner together. But... Here's the thing about this movie. I'm not comfortable with the amount of cleavage that Louise Lasser is showing.
I'm more comfortable with it than you are.
So, last year we did a commentary on Pieces, and I made this observation that Pieces is a movie that only exists in the moment, from scene to scene. And once you start asking, well, wait, how did we get here? It doesn't make any sense. Blood Rage is the exact same kind of movie, because for the rest of the movie, characters wander around locations that... you think are within, I don't know, 200 yards of each other, and yet sometimes we're at the pool, sometimes we're in the woods, sometimes we're back in the apartment, sometimes we're at somebody else's apartment, because the rest of the movie takes place all at this complex, which of course is why one of the rejected titles was The Complex. for real. That's a real story.
And several times there's a character who says, let's call the police. And the screenplay doesn't even give another character
jump scare
a reason for discounting that. It's just ignored.
Yeah.
Those look like good roles.
Look
though.
At her face. She is in a different movie from everyone else.
She looks like she's channeling Karen Black from House of a Thousand Corpses a little bit.
Yes.
She says... I was watching this earlier in the week, and my first thought was, I have to Google Louise Lasser, because I was wondering when she died.
Yeah.
And then I continue with the disc, and the disc features a nice interview with her, and so she's still alive. And in the interview on the bonus features, it's a sad, sad Saturday night. another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money because I just broke out.
That's the Mist supermarket for those of you.
That Louise Lasser says that she approached this because she knew nothing about horror films. She approached this as a drama where clearly she thinks she's the main character.
Yes.
This is the story of a conflicted mom.
Yes.
And her ne'er-do-well.
And everyone else is in this goofy slasher movie that...
Can I just point out, who dries dishes with the towel on your shoulder?
Listen, he doesn't do anything conventionally.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious.
You should
what
see
is that?
How he spends his Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Why do you have to...
It's crazy.
What?
I don't know.
What purpose does it serve?
He didn't put his collar down.
Also, I'm crying bullshit on this scene. If you have twin sons, you have a picture of both of them together. Every picture is them separate because it's different pictures of Mark Soper.
She had an extra.
Come on.
Well, but those were real twins in the opening. You could have put both of them in the same picture.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
What on earth were they thinking?
There's only really one sequence where we get to dueling Mark Sopers at the end.
You mean dueling wigs.
Is that terrific. Look at that glorious hair.
I will give them this. Spoiler alert.
Constantly watching his mom fuck. Constantly.
Once he's constantly fucking. That's so true. It's sort of difficult.
Once they both go in the pool, the wet does a lot to hide the trickery.
Yeah. I feel like this guy's going to have a splitting headache later.
Oh. That's one of the... Okay, so the producer, whose name I already forgot.
Marianne Cantor.
Thank you. Says that, you know, she wanted to make this horror movie that was super commercial, and so she wanted it to have lots of gore and sex. And boy, does it. It's like one of those things where somebody thinks, like, let's throw some gore in here, and they don't know where the line is, because god damn does this movie show some stuff.
But if you're going to show sex, my first thought is not Louise Lasser. And in this scene...
That's where you and I differ.
Your psychotic son...
I'm halfway finished right now.
Your psychotic son just broke out of prison.
Yeah.
Let's fuck.
Yes!
I
Yeah, but that's men sometimes.
Up, there's the product.
So much business. He changes shirts multiple times in this movie.
Also, every bathroom in the 80s looked like that. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
I don't remember this part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
That's
Lovey's chewing gum.
One of my favorite lines in the film, it's coming up, is Louise Lasser's reaction to the gun.
Yeah.
Everything and she does is
what's that gun?
It's
almost like they had a call cut because no one told Louise Lasser. It's not like a scripted line. What's that gun?
So
no one told me there would be a gun.
Here's the truth. The first time I saw Blood Rage, I didn't even know really who Louise Lasser was.
But you did when the film was over.
Well, because I like looked it up because I thought, who is this woman that is in this movie giving this insane performance? And then I realized, like, oh, she was a star. How did she ever agree to do this? And then how did she give this performance? And so I watched some of the special features on the Blu-ray, expecting people to say things like, well, she had a horrible drinking problem when we made this movie. Like, that it was a decision that she made during a dark time in her life. But that never comes out. It just comes out that maybe she wasn't the best to work with.
In her interview, she said, I wanted to work.
Right.
I needed the work.
This counts as working.
And then in the interview with the producer, who's on screen
Marianne
right now.
Cantor.
Marianne Cantor.
Please.
She said...
I would never forget her name.
That... Louise Lasser was so difficult that it drove the director to distraction.
Yes.
And the director quit.
Who Correct. Holds a gun like that?
This guy?
This guy. It's very fashionable.
It's
By this
like
guy,
Plan
I mean,
9 from Outer Space.
Yeah, right.
Also,
like
he's
got a towel on his shoulder.
Notice he's got to sell that vest because later on we need that to hide the effect. And then on the audio commentary, the director is asked, how was it to work with Louise Lasser? And he says, an absolute pleasure. And then there's this really long pause where we wonder if they edited the tape.
That's where everybody stifling giggles. Mm. They believed it.
obviously, the people who were actually there on set differ wildly about what that experience was like.
Sure.
I treated people differently based on if they had the goods.
Louise, who would you say had the goods?
Don Reddy. That is a joke for the two of you who remember that Jeremy Piven movie.
Oh, I miss that period in comedy history where all comedies had to have four titles. The Goods, Live Hard, Sell Hard, Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story. There's more.
Yes.
I can't think of other ones.
I just thought of a way of illustrating why Louise Lasser is in this movie way too much.
A pen and paper?
You could do that with a stopwatch. Think of the movie Carrie.
I always do.
Okay. The mother is much more instrumental.
Blood like, Rage is much better.
In that movie?
Yes.
But Piper Laurie, I would argue, is in Carrie less than Louise Lasser is in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ho! No! Let's give that guy a big hand.
Oh, really?
Couldn't resist. Couldn't resist.
Here's one example of the movie not totally understanding how blood works in the body. Or fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, we dropped the can.
Oh, jeez.
So again, we just killed the boyfriend.
Yes.
And now his next move is to walk out into the woods and kill the psychiatrist. And then he'll go back inside. The geography is just kind of weird of the movie, but whatever.
He has to make good. He has to go quickly because he's doing all this knowing the brother's going to get blamed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the brother's loose? No, it's a muck time.
Yeah, right?
But I would actually argue that that little wooden staircase that they just showed that's part of the apartment complex does a real good job of selling that that later thing that they all walk on, the walkway with the, is part of the same complex because according to the bonus materials, they're two different locations. The walkway is at some college campus where it's a nature walk that's miles and miles. And this, of course, is the apartment complex where they filmed most of the film.
It would almost make more sense if Terry was like a cyborg, and then they say Todd's escaped, and that's like his trigger, and then he becomes like the guest, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
That would make total sense, but it's not in this movie.
And then some character could be like, "You're not my something, Todd." What's the? Forget it. There's a Terminator 2 joke in there, and I know it.
If this film had been released,
go back 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we?
If this film had been released
in
1983,
in the copy of the 6 day.
If this film had been released in 1983 when they filmed it,
yeah,
what we're about to see,
yeah,
would have been truly shocking and groundbreaking because that's
him stabbing the guy.
No, the thing where it comes out the other side.
Oh,
you didn't often see that. There it is.
Oh. He seems like oddly, turned on.
You can also see the black the wire, basically, that the knife is on.
Wait, you said this is better than The Wire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stringer Bell shows up later.
Mm-hmm.
And then Omar be coming. He literally just wanders around this apartment complex killing people.
But now he's got some weed.
So he's been wanting to do this for years and years, but he couldn't because his brother wasn't out to blame it on?
This is the nature walk that I was talking about.
Okay.
And it kind of matches that staircase with the wood. Mm-hmm. But as I pointed out before we started the podcast, being the only person in the room who was actually alive in the 70s, everything in the 70s was made of wood.
But this takes place in the 80s. You keep saying the 70s.
Here's the shot.
I love floor corn.
This is Mary Hartman.
Title for this movie, Floor Corn.
Mary Hartman, because my dim memory of the show is that the Mary Hartman character used to do something in the kitchen very much like this. Maybe not exactly the same, eating stuff out of the fridge, but Mary Hartman used to like hide under the kitchen table or something, or there was some behavior that she would do that was famous.
That's a scene from an after-school special where, like,
yeah.
Todd's mom is special needs, and he comes home to find her. This shot, by the way, that's a good shot,
yeah.
And looks exactly like the cover art for this retro. Now she could just move out of the way. Yeah. No,
just like, so scary.
Just going to keep making that face?
I don't like her O face at all.
The when they cut back to her, look at this glass of wine. It's genuinely jarring. Anyway, that image looks like the cover for Lost After Dark, which is like an 80s throwback slasher that came out a couple years ago, and that's not very good. The cut back to the psychiatrist, that is genuinely fucked up.
Whoa.
It's somebody who like doesn't know where the line is.
The special effects guy said that they wanted to film.
I love this too, where you can just see where they put Shadow Woods apartments over it.
That they wanted to film her legs running away.
I think he said they did film it, but it got cut.
Yeah.
Here's the first utterance of the iconic line in the film.
Come on. It's not cranberry sauce.
Again, when I saw this movie, I was like, where has this been all my life? And how was I not aware of it sooner? Because this... Is he supposed to be naked? And they just didn't...
No, well, he looks like he's wearing underwear.
Okay.
It might be...
I couldn't decide if they just framed it poorly or if...
Why doesn't he have a curtain, either? You're going to get water all over the floor.
And now we're back to the after-school special that she has OCD.
And is cleaning an oven that's clearly clean.
Right.
All right, here's our first change of clothes.
And like I said, he has a blow dryer, which is what distinguishes him as the cool twin. Which twin has the Tony? That's for the one person in their 70s listening to this podcast. That was a famous commercial in the 50s.
All right.
I bet you there's one person
in different
the
70s drink.
Listening to this.
What is
and
going on?
I bet
on?
You there's one person at least with their shirt off listening to this. Have you ever thought about that? That
I know there's one person with a shirt off recording this, Mike.
Have you ever thought about that? Like, of all the shows that we've done, this is number 406. Somebody, at least one person per show, is listening to it, like, buck naked.
Wow.
Think about
it. I had never, by the way, 406 episodes, I never thought of that.
Mike just said his shirt was itching it.
Oh, man, now my pants are chafing.
Culmination.
Why doesn't he drink? Because he's seen the deleterious effects it had on Ma?
I think he just...
He smokes weed.
That's true. I was going
to
say...
I have to stay in my head about these things.
I don't understand these two's relationship.
I don't understand anyone's relationship in this movie, except that two of them are twins. Yeah. one is Beverly and one is Elliot.
Clearly, he has the girlfriend who later
Karen
accidentally tells the twin, I've decided to make love with you.
She has some of my favorite reactions, by the way.
Yeah.
But clearly, the film is attempting something that it cannot possibly achieve.
Yeah.
There's something in this to do with sex that he, because the first
subtext, if that's what you mean.
Do you mean it's that explicit? I mean, at the
drive-in. No, I just think like they weren't even trying.
Do you think corn on the door means that they're doing it? It was like the first knock on the door.
Wait. First put the corn out. Corn on the door.
Put two corns out. It means we'll be longer.
That the mother is obviously sexually active.
Right.
And the first murder, because it happens at a drive-in, you got to show nudity that they're in sexual congress, but that I think it's interesting.
They're in sexual senate, please.
He doesn't appear to have any interest in this, whereas this one at least has an interest telling her, I've never kissed a girl.
Right. I love how everybody just can't tell
the difference.
But given
that I was in prison, I've kissed plenty of men.
Between the two brothers. Mm-hmm. They do this poor actress no favors. I know she's supposed to be, like, the good girl.
Yes.
But they really make her kind of sexless in the way that they've costumed her.
Says you.
Okay, listen. I'm open to debate on this issue.
No, I agree. In fact, you could argue that the film
that
is sort of...
That will be episode 407.
That the film is ham-fisted when it comes to... their delineation of the good girl versus the bad girl, because the bad girl is like, here's my breasts!
Right. We're talking about Louise Lasser, right?
No, I meant the one on the couch.
Oh, right. Got it. Can't believe how into this you guys are.
So good.
She's made a decision. Mm-hmm. And
I'm just quiet because I'm honestly mesmerized by her. I told you before we started rolling, she looks exactly like an intern at an old job that I had.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's crazy. Except that girl had dark hair.
Okay. Is that the job you were dismissed from because of the intern who looks like the actress?
It wasn't because of that. Okay. Yes, I was dismissed from it.
Oh, boy.
Throw some darts. I'm
just
hit the target.
Kidding. Going down a rabbit hole.
I'm
okay.
Just
She's
kidding.
Discovered, and look how sad.
Doo-doo.
All he wants is love. Oh, and now these two.
Artie is a great character.
Rock and roll, babe.
Right? I mean, I know we're in Florida, but we're basically in Jersey, right? who are we trying to kid here?
Zoinks, dude.
Right?
What do we do?
I feel like the guy behind the wheel there, if he were to remove his shirt...
His name is Driver.
...would have a sweater made of hair.
If they redid Baby Driver with him as Baby and Karen Lady as Lily James...
I'm in.
I think it would be good.
100%.
Yeah, I could see it.
This is a guy with a baseball bat that takes matters into his own hands.
Again, there's no real attempt to have a plot, per se. It's like we set up some people and some murders, and she said she liked it better than the Pirates of Penzance.
No. I love her line.
Thank you.
I love her line. He looked exactly like Terry.
Yeah.
They're twins. Are you unacquainted with that concept?
Whoa, back up.
Cool your jets. Speaking of the Jets, did you check out the Jets last week?
Wagush! This is that same movie that was playing at the drive-in.
Oh,
it goes by the alternate title, The Bride. Because, you know, they had the rights for it. So maybe this is his trigger. Maybe every time he sees scenes from this movie, he becomes the android that Adam wants him to be and starts murdering.
There's your subtext.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the bad girls, what you're saying? Here's Adam's favorite.
Yeah. She looks like Elvira plus Leslie Ann Warren, and I love her.
Plus Aquanet.
Yep.
Also, we're going to want to point out, when I first watched this, I wondered who's the stiff playing the boyfriend, and then I found out.
He gives a very enjoyable performance.
Is it the director?
No, it's the special effects guy.
Oh.
I was going to say, I know the 80s were rough on Peter Bogdanovich.
Clearly it's not him. No ascot.
And before I knew that, he's all full of suspicion. Before I knew that,
I genuinely enjoyed his performance.
I thought they had hired him because somehow they already had the fake head.
Right.
Reverse engineered a part.
By the way, as fake heads go?
Oh, no.
It's good.
You can say it. You can tell he saved the best for himself. Yeah, it's like, well, if I'm going to get decapitated, I'm gonna stay up all night and make this thing the best it could be.
I'm gonna treat this like it's the last picture show.
and it took me the longest time, and we're not at the scene yet, to figure out what the decapitated head was hanging by.
It's
we'll
a
get
weird
to that.
Specific detail that I
like what would the killer have?
Never seen that in a movie before.
John, I gotta ask you a question about the special effects guy. For later in the movie, he's got like a drink tray in front of him and he mentions Creme de Menthe.
Yes.
You were around in the 70s.
I was.
Did you ever drink Creme de Menthe?
Never once in my life, although all of that shit, like Galliano, was popular, and in fact there was this drink that they advertised like crazy. Everywhere you went, you would see it. And I think some evil liquor baron invented this drink to sell fucking Galliano. It's called a Harvey Wallabanger.
I've heard of that.
And my memory is it's basically a screwdriver with fucking Galliano in it because we can't sell enough Galliano. But Galliano, cream de menthe, all those flavors that he's reading, that was a thing. Although don't we learn that it's like body liquor.
What does that mean?
That she bought it as a body liquor. It's not booze. It's like foreplay.
Stop it, Karen! Karen!
Am I alone?
I'm just trying to go out.
I don't know.
It's like something.
She's on to another drink now.
I gotta say, I love the vacuum.
Whining thing. And vacuuming, common Thursday.
But this is her business. They're like, you stay in the apartment all night and clean. And drink.
It would make sense, too, if she were a robot and her...
All of her reactions are bananas.
Her Todd escape trigger is just to start cleaning.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
They all and have
eating.
A thing that they... Yeah. Yeah.
And drinking.
Yeah.
And fucking.
So, basically, behavior.
They're like uni-souls. Yeah.
Karen!
Creme de menthe, not to bring up the deuce a second time. But there's a scene.
I've been watching the.
Yeah, there's a scene where he's just like, "Crap, the Met. No one drinks this shit."
The liquor distributor is pushing it on them. Yeah. Are you enjoying the Deuce?
Yeah, I like.
Yeah, I am too.
Whoa, oh, guys, she's back on the phone. 20 minutes.
There's way too much of her on the phone.
We skipped over the part where Karen saw.
Stop it.
Todd? Terry? Who's the evil one?
Terry.
Terry's the evil one.
So see how well this film does that? Yeah. Even you're not sure. And you've watched this multiple times.
It's a psychological terror. Even on the viewers.
And she's trying to explain. She's like, your brother tried to kiss me. Not like, your brother broke out of a mental hospital and we think murdered someone years ago. It's just like, he tried to kiss me. I don't know. I just thought that was a weird first card to play.
Karen, yeah. He's just trying to make out.
Karen!
Karen!
What did you do? What did you do, Karen?
Go to...
I'm still going to go out killing people. Not without your cleaver, you nuts.
I wish Catatonic Brother... Oh, I love this, too, where he, like, tries to put her back together. Yeah, like, yeah. She's the fucking scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. He starts stuffing her guts back in.
I'm telling you, Thomas Jane would crush this. He'd just be like, hello?
Why?
Wake up.
It's okay. Not cranberry sauce. Wah, wah.
He should, like, take her wallet or something.
Yeah, right?
Right, oh, there.
He's the sense.
At least her prescription pad.
Man.
Think about that good.
Look at that toy cowboy gun.
The gun in the hand.
I'm going to shoot Liberty Valance.
And then a random girl appears in the woods. On Thanksgiving night.
Oh, come right? on.
You didn't want to do another take where you didn't accidentally bump into the bottom?
No, we got a schedule. We got a schedule. We got to follow it.
Have you seen the Gabby Hoffman Film Festival? I'm lost.
This is their attempt to establish him as...
I will make an argument that Mark Soper is better in this part than he is in the other part. Even though I think he works in the other part as like a weird sociopath.
Mm-hmm. No. One of the things I like about this film, honestly, not ironically, is his performance as the good... brother.
Mm-hmm.
And here, what were we talking about? Video games?
Oh, yeah.
Earlier?
Oh.
About men who all they want to do is play video games?
Is this the body liquor that you're thinking about?
No. We'll get to it.
Can we back up 5 minutes?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
No, that was it. Oh, I just want to go back 5 minutes. It was a simpler time.
What are they drinking? My goodness.
And I don't drink tequila. I don't drink tequila this way. But isn't that supposed to be a lime?
That's all they had. What do you want?
No. I think that's wrong.
I'm not here to judge.
If you know the real way to drink tequila, comment in the section below.
Like a man?
It's true.
Okay.
And more exposition, and why do we have
We're
to
We're so
hear,
hung up on the kissing.
Yeah, why do we have to hear her say that to the other one?
Because she's virtuous.
No, because we've heard it. I'm talking about as in terms of writing a screenplay. We heard that.
Because all of these scenes feel like Second City group scenes, and they all have one goal. And they need to just keep
to talk about the kissing.
Their thing, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the kissing some more.
That guy looks like Eric Bogosian.
That's Artie, and he's awesome.
I didn't say he wasn't awesome.
No, I appreciate that. No. I do. No, listen, I do.
Look at those
now,
two
see,
in
they,
the background.
Don't you feel like they belong together?
Yeah, they seem like a smart match. She lit up like right when she said
right?
that.
Okay, here's the scene.
And he clearly likes her.
There's your cream de menthe.
Yeah.
And
looks like lime juice.
Now watch... We're obviously watching this with the sound turned down, but I'm watching the closed captioning because this is the detail. He drinks a little bit from the cap. Anywhere you like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not for children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now here comes the line.
Mm-hmm.
Silly thing to put on a liquor bottle, not for children. Of course it's not for children. Here it comes. Read it again. Here it comes. Come on. It's so sexy. Body liquor. It's something that she bought to be some sort of foreplay.
I didn't think that was a thing. Where body liquor. Wouldn't any liquor be body liquor? Like, just pour it on your hand.
This woman's so fine.
What if I don't want to make love to my hand? No. Yeah. Could I pour it on something else?
Nope.
He's all, what's up, Doc?
Can we rock?
More.
Could this film really be about the horror?
He's about to show her the thing called love? I don't know. It's not great. It's not a good one. Daisy Miller. All right. I'm out.
Crack of my brain. Trying to think of
that's a hard one. Yeah. Daisy Miller's a hard one.
Between Louise Lasser sexing it up and this woman sexing it up, could that be the film's true subtext? The horror of older women being sexually active.
I don't think they thought that through as much as you did.
I haven't thought it through.
Yeah, the horror of single mothers?
Hi.
Ugh, gross.
Also, I like that we cut away before we find out his fate.
Also, you can tell this is a different time. I don't know about you, but the way this baby is treated later in the film, it's sometimes it's important. And sometimes we can put it in a cabinet under a sink. That it sort of schizophrenically goes back and forth. Save the baby, forget the baby. Save the baby, forget the baby. Also, if she was interested in this, why did she dismiss the babysitter?
I guess the baby was going to sleep.
Because once
it's
you're
like
home.
It's like an R-rated movie.
Once you're home, it's anything goes.
Baby doesn't know, John. Okay.
Creme de banana does not sound French.
What the hell?
Something happened.
It's like I'm looking at Laura Dern mixed with an angel.
So this is a great gore gag.
Yes.
Again, very shocking. There are, I would say, three major moments in this movie that are holy shit moments. This is the second one.
Yes. And if you're into pausing things, check it out. That's an extension cord, which is something you'd have around the house that you can
And again,
hang.
Such a weird, specific detail that I appreciate.
And shows that the killer is not without a sense of humor, because obviously the gag is she looks through the peephole and his face is there.
Right.
Yeah. But when else have we seen Bill make that face?
That's true.
I mean, she looks through the thing and Bill's like, ah!
I think when she first said body liquor, he was like, yeah.
That the camera was
friend
on her.
Of banana.
That's one thing that makes the movie enjoyable for me is just how much Terry's enjoying all of this.
Yeah,
he's not
right?
like the stoic
right.
killer. It's like he's, it's like Bruce Willis in the Death Wish remake. He's doing what he finally wanted to do
he's
all
like,
these
He's like
years.
The proto-Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
He's been waiting 10 years
for
his brother to escape.
Right.
You know, so that he could pull the same, here, come here, I got some blood for your cheek.
Yeah, we watched him try out a catchphrase.
It's like finding out, like, your parents aren't going to be home and you try to throw a party together real fast. Like, oh shit, I have so much to do!
I just want there to be, like, two lines towards the end where, like, Todd's like, Terry, why are you doing all this to me? And he's just like, I have zero respect for you.
Yoda mask, by the way.
So this is what a normal life is like.
Yeah.
It's got shoes and trophies. There's the machine gun.
Not right.
From
car. Who could forget it?
And he got Yoda's head.
How does he not run into any of his family?
Safety's on their home.
My real question is, why aren't they already out at the Black Friday sales? I guess. This movie was made in 2017.
Because they ordered the Yoda mask online, so they had nothing left to
This whole thing would take place in line at Best Buy.
Where every time he kills someone,
ooh, flash sale!
Everyone lets him get away with it, because that's one fewer...
Everybody gets to move up one spot.
It's not cranberry sauce!
Did they?
We're gonna downshift into the Lasser material.
It's like they shot her separately, and then just every once in a while I had to cut
like
in and be like, "Yeah,
they
what's
shot her? Yeah. She looks dead."
I see all of the Lasser stuff, and maybe this isn't talked about on the bonus materials, but usually when they hire the star, they guarantee her a certain shooting schedule that's usually shorter than everyone else. All the Louise Lasser stuff looks like it was filmed in 2 days, and I haven't fallen asleep, have I? Because her crazy phone conversation, we haven't
seen
that
yet. No, that hasn't happened yet. That also is 30 minutes long, so
it would be hard to miss. This is a real, this is a thing, it's an emergency! I need to yell into a phone!
Yeah.
Look, this is the kind of girl that can have fun doing anything.
Yeah, this is, yeah, she's just a good sport.
Even an 8-bit video game.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Really, Louise, the film is all about you.
She looks like the old dead woman in the drop of water from Black Sabbath. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They made a sequel to this movie. It's called Lasser Come Home. There's a little baby trapped in a well. Lasser, go get help. She comes back. Look what I brought. No, Lasser. That's the can opener.
That's green beans. I'll just eat it then.
I brought some corn. I brought some corn and some muffins. Don't you want some
and
muffins?
And my new boyfriend. Jesus, Lasser.
Lasser, stop
it's
eating
30 that. 30 feet to the house.
Lasser, stop eating the floor corn. Shoo, Lasser, shoo.
I've got barrettes. I've got barrettes for everyone's hair.
It's okay, I've been fixed.
At this point, I'm so glad. I'm so glad they did that hair trick on the twins, because if they didn't, I would be...
She's still wearing her stockings.
She wears the nylons throughout the entire film.
This about to get sexy!
Have you heard, like, they're really wearing the shit out of that robe? This is the opposite. This is the complete opposite.
Oh, too long on the mouth. Let go of the head. This is getting so weird.
Like, you can't tell if you're kissing the psychotic twin or the normal twin. Come on. What are they asking us to swallow here?
I'm wearing a
new
fragrance.
On the plus side, at least now he's kissed a girl.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Good call.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
Oh.
Karen.
Oh. Oh.
Come on, Karen. You and me. What? I don't understand what I'm looking at.
Oh, this is... where they try to add a twist.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't quite work. If you're just going to do it once, it's like, what, you had 5 extra minutes of film?
The romantic.
Very big in the 80s.
Ugh. She looks like a sleepwalker.
It's so, yeah, right? What a weird.
Yeah.
That actually looks like one of Dick Smith's rejected makeups for The Exorcist, that one you see the picture of, that they didn't use. So Dick Smith sold the rights to Mark French.
Ed French. Now they're going to a party? Like, this, I don't understand
party.
The timeline of this movie.
You know, Mark Johnson.
Yeah, it's his party. Yeah.
Brother of Howard Johnson.
Yeah. We've eaten Thanksgiving dinner, cleaned the entire apartment, broken out of a mental institution,
murdered several people. We put on funny Halloween makeup, and we're going to go play tennis.
What
and then
of
right
night
to the party.
Is it? We end up in a pool at a certain point.
I got my high score.
One of the other rejected titles for this film was Endless Night. Because these
every few minutes, they're like, let's go back a few minutes. And that's how they stretch it out.
The way she's walking around is like when I get like Chinese food for dinner, and I eat too much, and then I pass out, and then I wake up.
Think about how much
floor
corn she ate. There's a ton of MSG in floor corn.
Yeah, yeah.
Floor corn.
Yeah.
I thought floor corn.
Not to be confused with door corn, which you use when you're fucking.
Wait, I forgot.
Wait a second. Where's Doug?
Did he just take a little drink of body liquor?
I believe so.
But now, again, like you had mentioned 10 minutes ago. Wait, let's go back 10 minutes.
Yes.
Where are they?
I don't.
Who's?
I don't
know.
They
can't be at the baby apartment.
I don't know where they are. They're just in a series of different apartments.
On the way out, did the babysitter, who's in the shower,
is that the baby in the shower? I don't know what's going on.
No, that would be the baby with the bathwater. Did the babysitter, who we just saw naked,
here's your scene.
Did she steal some body liquor?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Now this.
When did she shower?
This is like Louise Lasser tries method acting.
I want to
for 10 minutes.
I'm thinking Pat Riley. Give Michael me the Douglas, Pat Riley.
Michael Douglas in Wall Street. She looks like Viggo the Carpathian.
I have this expected her.
This movie has,
her.
Like, continuity instead of continuity. Tons!
I kept waiting for her to go into a monologue about the difference between a real emergency and what would be the opposite, a fake emergency?
I guess so, yeah.
Operator, this is not a hoax.
I just want her to be like, life in football is a game of inches.
And now we're playing tennis.
Yep.
And the makeup has magically been removed.
Hey.
Oh, that's why she's in the shower.
Hey, Bobby
besides
Riggs,
TNA,
what's
to
up
wash
with that?
The wash the makeup off.
All right.
See, there is an internal logic for maniacs.
Like, did she change shirts? Or
yeah.
Maybe
yeah. She changes clothes a bunch.
No,
of
I
times.
Thought like in between shots just now she had a different.
Oh
shot.
No, she had that one.
Oh, okay, all right.
This guy's as good at tennis as I am.
Yeah. So very good.
Yes, yes. I'm pretty good.
Volley for serve. Snarf.
Think of this woman's, and by that I mean the woman who we just saw on screen. Think of her appointment book. Well, I'm having Thanksgiving dinner with the Joneses. And then I've got that babysitting gig, which will obviously only be 2 or 3 hours. And then,
where was the couple? Mark Johnson's
well, it's
party.
It's in the complex.
No, my but I'm saying, like, where did they go that she was babysitting for them?
Well,
it's
no, it's the woman
dinner.
With the baby.
I know, but where was...
They went out on a date.
Mark where?
Party.
It's Thanksgiving.
Guys. It's Mark Johnson's party.
Guys.
Oh, my God. You finally done it. You've outsmarted Blood Rage. Oh, that's they also stole that from The Shining. The ball.
Oh, sure.
From
yeah. Very Kubrick influenced this movie.
That dude looks like a poor man's version of...
He's basically doing Scatman Crothers.
Wow. I was wondering why I like this role so much.
I see this actor doing a lot of commercials for like
sure?
For like shaving products.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay.
That like should be arty though.
Gillette, the best a man can
he
get.
Looks like the hunk in Leprechaun.
Kind of. Isn't that the guy from Summer School?
Yeah, you're right.
The stripper in Summer School.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. You thought the scene was over. It
is
yes. Not.
This
they
movie
have,
phone.
They have not.
Lasser, no!
They have not exhausted all of the dramatic possibilities of a woman on the phone to an operator.
Lasser, I told you to call 911. That's 411. Lasser.
Mr. Holland's Opus, please. That's too far. Another theater. Another theater. 60101. Zip code. Another theater. Another theater.
You have selected American History 10. That was a real message I got calling Marcus Addison in 1998. I thought, no one caught that?
Why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want to see?
American History 10. Unbelievable. This scene
now,
is still going.
You know, this can't possibly be in the strip. This can't possibly be in the script.
No, this is just
this is improv.
Yeah.
Just in the moment.
This is total Strasburg.
Yeah.
And in the background, you can Flasburg. Hear a door slamming shut.
Strasburg!
In the background, Strasburg! You can hear a door slamming shut where the director walks out. This is when it happened. This is when it happened.
He was,
He's behind the camera. Stop!
Go get my boy! This is makes
ooh.
Me feel weird,
ooh,
too.
Combo
yes.
Number two.
Because they're just like... laying on each other. I don't know. There's just something so weirdly like, pff, I don't know. I can't explain it. But
dinner in a movie? How about sex in a diving board?
Right?
This looks sensual.
It is.
It's a triple window.
It's like, you could tell they were probably dating. Because this is this is method right here.
Ow!
Blah! Blah! Oh, that's just mean.
There's more proof that the killer is against sexual congress?
Yeah.
Although I love the line, you stop that.
Although, with a cut
on her face.
By the
way, Greg is spelled with 2 G's.
With a cut on her face like that, she could just work for Michael Parks later.
Oh, boy.
I ran out of
For your consideration, Louise Lasser, Blood Rage.
I may be wrong, but could she have been trying to make this into a comedy, at least her parts?
No.
Could she at all have been deliberate? No, there's no way.
I would say everyone else might have been trying to turn this into a comedy more than her.
She is begging for an Inside the Actors Studio. She's
begging for something.
I feel like the couch gets in the way of the complete dramatic impact.
Here's where Artie makes his move, and really I feel like she should have taken him up on it.
Yeah. Because no kidding.
These two are electric together.
There's nothing better than new
things. Hey, you and me, we go together like, I don't know, me and pizza. Wagoosh!
There's nothing better than that new Thanksgiving love. It beats summer love any season.
So what teenager uses the word puss to mean face?
I don't know.
There's some years left on that puss of yours.
How did this girl not go on to have a bigger career, for real? I mean, I understand, yes, she changed her name to Christina Kleeb and is now very successful in indie horror, but in the 80s.
Yeah.
He's making his move. Ah, come on, doll. You and me.
I think I need to ask you because you're the resident expert. Is she kind of a boof?
Oh, yeah.
She's a total
100% boof.
Yeah.
Karen!
Still gonna go out!
What is happening?
This is the part where he just keeps punching him with his gun in the face.
And again, part of that school of 80s horror where everyone is quick to rage. You fucking asshole, shithead!
I love you!
You're a real Stugatz!
Stugatz! Yeah, I know what Stugatz is.
Stugatz. Oh, Artie. Artie, don't let him slip away. Karen!
No! Karen!
In the back. No, the good ones. In the way back.
Every time she shows up in this, I picture her doing a lot of TV commercials for breakfast cereal.
Yeah, I could see that.
All right.
She was like the only person that could convince you to eat grape nuts.
Also in the 80s, no car had a roof. No, they had not been invented yet.
Yeah, it should be in grape nuts commercials.
Now he's
going
to be all like, whoa, Simmons, how did you get from over there to over here? I'm seeing double. Four Krusties. And no one believes poor Todd. I'm sorry, I mean...
Are you telling me you're the son of Sam?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
This is a super weird...
Oh, one pillow is on the floor, guys. You know what that means. Two corns are about to be on the floor.
I always thought pillow two on corns. The floor, corns on the door.
I always thought two... It's an old college ball. I always thought two corns meant butt stuff. Yeah. But...
Mm-hmm. That's where we get the expression cornholing.
I like that these two are friends now.
What do you give somebody after cornholing so that they can get home? Cob fare.
Wow.
There's a lot of build up for that.
Please don't take her shirt off. Please. I'm not ready for that.
I'm curious if you take her shirt off, it's just a Care Bears rainbow.
Yes, and then he can't even do it.
Oh, come on.
Right?
I'm sorry to disturb you. I know I saw the corn on the door, but...
Pushed out.
I saw the corn on the door.
Pushed out.
That's actually one of the few acting moments I like in this.
Stupid.
Or maybe I'm thinking of in a couple minutes.
Was Louise Lasser on screen?
No.
Then I don't understand what you're saying.
When he, just by his face, and it's not overdone, he knows that the twin can't do it.
Okay, yeah.
I thought that was a good acting moment. What's this? This is what happened to all my tools! My good tools!
I needed this for the turkey!
I needed this to work with my dad! We put up aluminum siding! What a... Karen! I need my tools!
Karen! What did you do, Karen?
Karen! This ain't cranberry sauce!
My gosh!
Those of you who like gore, get ready.
Wait, I like gore.
Here it comes.
Did you see the extra in the background? Just there? There was like a crew man or a woman or extra.
That's actually a crew member who hung himself.
He auditioned to be a munchkin.
That's right.
By hung himself, you mean pulled down his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Artie deserved better. And she's calling for Artie, not her boyfriend. Also, I always feel like something's weird here. Like, this was shot in the daytime. Yeah. Is it just that they have bright lights outside the complex, or is this shot in the daytime?
As someone who hates the Relic, I appreciate
this. How dare you hate the Relic?
I think this might be
it is. It's too dark.
You could take this screenplay and turn it into a stage play.
Let's!
And it would be theater of the absurd.
Blood rage, it's exclamation
just,
point.
It's just characters wandering around.
Oh, yeah.
In this sort of existential limbo.
It is. It's essentially the exterminating angel. Except it's a... There you go, everyone. There's an Eisenstein.
I was going to say, we're going to bookend this commentary with pretension.
We're highbrow while we fuck around talking about blood rage, guys.
At this point...
No one knows anything in this movie. What is that? What's that gun? Cameron!
Call the police? She wants to call the police.
Right.
Things have gotten out of hand.
Right.
At this point, I would have totally untucked that shirt.
That's what we'll do.
Okay.
At this point in the
call
evening,
the police.
Dinner, pre-Black Friday sale.
It is Thanksgiving. Maybe they just feel like...
Swing!
And that's how we ignore
him. Put his heart into that swing.
Right,
I think
wait,
he
look
totally
how, like,
cut her
no
head.
One walks very fast.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you run for your life?
Karen! Who do you think you are, Karen? Frankie Valli? Is that a big shot?
Some kind of big shot!
I'm sorry! Hello, this is to alert everybody that there's a whore living in your building!
This is a superintendent!
His name's Terry! He's a murderer and a whore!
Oh my god, so many shots of the sliding door!
I love what you've done with this place. You've thrown a blanket over the Chase Lounge, you've hung the tiki mask, you really made this concrete patio yours.
Mm-hmm. A dead plant in Florida, November.
I'm not kidding. Like, these apartments look great to me. Like, I would love to live in the complex.
There's a lot of murders there.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Wait, but Mark Johnson throws.
Wait, I haven't been paying attention. Is that cranberry sauce?
That is cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Yeah. She's still on the goddamn... Ma'am, please, you have to hang up.
Okay, continuity. Continuity
Lasser.
Alert. Continuity alert.
What do you mean the juror's not playing anymore?
No. Look at this.
Okay. I'm looking.
We've been here after she was on the phone.
Okay.
The twin took the cushions off.
Right.
And that's so why don't we get the scene of Louise Lasser replacing the cushions? It's a continuity mistake.
I don't know.
What a guess. This is fun.
And again, everyone just stands around and asks questions.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, kicks him like she's annoyed.
You're no fun. That should have been another one of the alternate titles for this film.
Yeah.
There's a whore living in your Hello?
Everyone's at the Johnson party except for
little girl.
Hoffman.
Who knew?
There's a whore around.
Look at that shot.
Oh.
Little girl.
He's grown huge.
Yeah.
Little girl, your kitty cat is a whore. I'm here to tell you that your kitty cat is a whore.
What are you doing up so late answering the door? You must be a whore.
Did anyone expect the little girl to return
after
that one scene?
No.
I didn't expect her to be the hero of this movie, but here we are. The day that the director quit, they replaced him with one of the cameramen.
Yes.
Who apparently didn't know as much about directing as he suggested.
Yes,
and
the producer said she quickly found out he did not know.
So they brought the director back.
He promised more than he could deliver.
All right, we're back in Elvira's apartment now. Because the baby's there crying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Covered in body liquor.
Mm-hmm. Also, if I lived at this apartment complex, I think it's probably my best bet of becoming a father.
Oh, for sure.
There's just babies lying around without parents.
Yeah. Like, how is he still there? But again, that's an impressive effect.
Mm-hmm. The piggy bank.
She was dead already.
Yes.
She's just...
So he came back, stuck the machete back in her just so he could pull it out? Because he had the machete when he came to the apartment.
Because he's a trickster. But I think, much like that other scene with the couch that we were talking about, this isn't bad script writing. It's the editing. It's the way that they chose to edit this.
Okay.
Soper's reminding me a little bit of Dennis Leary now.
Sure.
Can you see that?
She's got that red phone. She's calling Batman.
Because he's standing outside the sliding glass door doing his rant about smoking.
Is that Cranberry song?
Just small. You can't smoke. Keep.
That has not been established yet.
Okay.
Everyone thought that would be a really cool shot.
I would love it if she picked up the phone but couldn't get through because Louise Lasser is on the phone.
Get off the phone! Get off the phone! I'm talking the movie phone!
Lasser, no!
Todd's not Jewish. Do you know how these people live?
Louise Lasser. Louise Lasser mistakenly thinks that movie phone is a service that can get her work on another movie.
That's how she does play.
Like it's a casting service or something.
Running with a baby.
Ooh! I never noticed that.
Readjust
the random
dick.
Dick grab.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, it only hurts because his brother got kicked in the dick. It's a real Corsican brothers situation. Is she throwing out
floor? Yeah. What else is she going to eat on the floor? I'm just waiting for her to, like, sit inside the refrigerator.
This is my home now.
I feel bad. Somebody tell her the corn's on the door.
Garbage corn? I've never had garbage corn before.
She's going to pick a little eclair out of the garbage like George Costanza.
But here's where I really
Lasser, do not eat out of the garbage. Lasser!
Here's where they screwed up. Because at the beginning of the carnage...
No, it's just cranberries.
Aren't both twins wearing basically the same shirt? And then they throw that whole thing away.
Yeah, literally.
That's what it looks like when I eat a cherry freeze pop. I'm messy.
Louise Lasser's going to start sucking on the shirt because she thinks it's cranberry sauce.
Leftovers!
Shirt cranberries. It goes great with floor corn.
Sure.
Okay, this is the most fucked up gore gag in the movie.
Yeah.
This is like, this actually kind of makes me sick. I don't get affected by much.
I would like to meet, was it the scriptwriter, the director, or the special effects guy? Because earlier in the film, whenever they show him like this, I think maybe he's not quite dead.
Okay.
No, he gets real dead.
That he hasn't been posed.
That he's resting on his stump, though.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch. He's just passed out, because you could survive getting your
This could have taken 3 seconds, but this is taking like 30 minutes. Come on,
Lasser. Because they're building up to it. But
she's realizing she has to get a new boyfriend.
Uh-oh. This is a quantum leap in gore.
It is really disturbing. Boom.
He's a brainiac.
Yikes.
Brainiac on his desk.
I know. I'll take the baby to the pool.
The turtle and Cannibal Holocaust.
And if I remember
correctly, that's a little bit much.
If I remember correctly, she sits down. And at this point, this is making me more uneasy than anything else in the film.
Yes.
Get the baby away from the pool. It's a pool.
Or get away from the apartment complex where the guy's running around killing everyone. That's also a thought.
One of the two.
Right.
Maybe the thought is, this has been such a crazy, violent night, I can sit by a pool with a baby and be safe.
We're at the end already, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey.
Yeah.
This thing just flies by.
Mm-hmm. This is the killer
speaking. I do like his little bounce on the diving board here.
Wait a minute. This diving board smells like sex.
And her reaction here, she's just like, oh, god damn it. And just barely walks out of frame.
That was another rejected title
she's
for this.
She's so annoyed.
That was this is my least favorite thing.
Cabinet baby.
Putting the baby with the spare roll of toilet paper. That another rejected title for the film was You Again.
By the way, I think Baby in a Cabinet's butt stuff.
Lasser, can you go get me another roll of toilet paper? No, Lasser! That's the neighbor's baby! Lasser!
Why are you eating the baby? He was on the floor!
Honey, I think we're going to have Lasser put down.
Oh, that's coming, don't worry.
Old Lasser.
Well, he seems to think that's funny, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a joke, because I can't interrupt.
How often? I mean, we never saw Michael Myers stop to piss once. I've never related to a serial killer more, right?
Well, I was going to say. Unless
he was smoking weed.
These filmmakers would say, well, that's how we did it one better, because it's been a long night with a pretty substantial Thanksgiving dinner.
He had a glass of milk at dinner.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are lacerating right now?
At least one.
And it's probably Louise Lasser.
Again, she is in a fucking John Cassavetes movie.
Yeah. Mike, can I have my blanket back?
The only thing that's missing is a shot of her, like, frantically smearing lipstick all over her face.
The only thing that's missing is helicopters shooting her and she falls off the Empire State.
And as she falls, sidewalk corn!
Karen opens up the cabinet and there's two babies.
I mean, why is his reaction time so terrible? Oh, here we have the first appearance
of the wig.
Yikes.
The wig is gray. Is it the lighting?
Yes, but also it's a terrible wig. Karen!
Karen!
Put down the gun, Karen. What are you doing?
I gotta get worried about getting whacked by Terry and I gotta come home.
What are you doing, Karen?
I'm sorry!
Up there's the cheek.
The Terry wig.
Saying your identical brother framed
the
you.
The Beverly wig is better than the Elliot wig.
This is like the end of Face Off now.
Yeah.
Except better action sequence. What a predicament.
Oh, Lasser. Mm-hmm. Finally coming through.
I also like the shots that they decide to go with mm-hmm. this. They just mm-hmm. stick with this.
Oh, yeah.
They just mm-hmm. don't do any close-ups. Nope.
The wig didn't come off in the pool, which is impressive.
Yes.
That's some real, like, old Star Trek Kirk stunt mm-hmm. doubling right there. Oh, all in one. Look at that.
This is like the slow in the dead.
I like, too, the second shot, like, in the face.
But he's still, like, squirming.
Yeah.
You should see what Christmas is like. Happy Hanukkah, motherfucker!
Yeah, no cool one-liner at all.
No.
All right, then. I'm a little bit confused about the gun, because didn't she click it a few times?
Oh.
And there was no bullet?
Yeah, because she...
But then she shoots him again, and then there's at least one more.
That she feels she's emptying it into.
Right.
Was that really cranberry sauce?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Blood rage!
Now, was it simply the machete in his hand that led to her action?
Yeah. No, it was the finding the shirt in the garbage. Yeah. That's when she put it together. She realized who the killer was.
But
she still thinks...
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the ironic twist.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, she killed the wrong.
She's holding the baby, and now he's, like, 7 years old.
The wrong kid died. Yeah, right?
Lasser took so long.
Aging as fast as Spock in Star Trek 3. She has to fuck him just because he's going through Ponfar. I'm ready to make love, she says to baby Spock. I like that the whole movie is done and is narrated by the baby. I don't know why she shot him. Maybe she realized. I'm trying to do my Deckard hard of hearing voiceover.
And Louise,
I don't know why he let me live.
Louise Lasser is not a robot. She's not.
Yeah, we can hear you, Harrison.
Blood Rage 2049.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it. Yeah.
I don't know if it was cranberry sauce. By the way, like, you spent most of your life in a mental institution, and now your mom is so distraught over shooting your murderous brother who framed you that she would rather kill herself than accept that,
the wrong kid died.
Exactly, the wrong kid died.
She should do like the Tommy Wiseau and be like, God forgive me.
I'm pretty sure she's calculating the phone bill right now.
wait a minute.
These are cheap calls.
Is that Todd?
I'm not sure. This, I mean, no one gets out alive here. I mean, a lot of people get out alive, but they're all pretty damaged.
Todd.
Except for Karen and the baby, who've become a happy couple.
Did you know if you say Lasser 5 times in the mirror, she'll appear?
What?
Yes.
Look at this camera work right here, though. This is like...
This is virtuoso.
Right?
Whoa.
After my mother shot herself, I grew to manhood. Became leader of the Great Mother
Trust. I knew I was going to become the road
And Terry, he lives now. Only in my memory.
Now the cops show up.
All this needs for the end
freeze
is
frame.
Karen to be holding the baby at the end of Jungle Fever, and she's like, no!
Yes! Oh my gosh, yes!
Eight life grand!
We hope this was a fun kickoff for Scary Movie Month for you all. Are you guys excited for Scary Movie Month?
Yes!
Yeah, right, yeah.
Me too. Are you excited about Blood Rage?
Who isn't?
Right? Did you guys like Blood Rage?
I really loved it.
Yeah,
did
you? Really, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's like
you had seen it before.
It's like Sleepaway Camp level.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's
condom salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've already thought of next year's. Because, like, 2 days ago, I was like, ooh, maybe this one would have been better. And I thought, no, let's commit to Blood Rage.
Exciting.
But I'll tell you, as soon as we stop recording.
Okay.
Good news for all of you.
Yeah, right? Ooh, you guys will find out in 364 days. Yeah. So you got that to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Do you think in my retirement, I could become a condom salesman?
Listen, do you have a lot of condoms?
Do you know how I'd go about it?
How?
The soft sell.
I think you could sweeten the deal if you have a good supply of corn with you.
Wait a minute. Who let Lasser in the room? Lasser! Lasser, get in the cage! Would you get in your crate? Lasser! Lasser! Lasser!
No floor corn for you tonight.
No floor corn.
Is this the casting director for Children of a Lasser Gone?
Yeah.
I would like a role as Marley Matlin.
It's actually Marley Matlin opposite Louise Lasser. She plays the William Hurt role.
Hurt so good. Louise Lasser, you make it hurt so
thank
good.
Thank you to Arrow
Sometimes
Video
corn
for discovering this movie.
It's
again, I know so that it existed good. In an edited form, but we wouldn't have Blood Rage as it exists right now without Arrow. And in this glorious high-definition restoration, we are truly living in the greatest timeline.
In the last 10 years, I've thought, how many more of these are going to be discovered, or what films that we know are lost are suddenly?
Right.
It's a very exciting time to be alive.
I'm telling you, when Grindhouse came out and it bombed, everybody was like, oh, that could have been a thing.
Yeah.
But everything that's happened in the last 10 years with all these, like, hidden gems from the Grindhouse era and stuff, that movie's, like, crazy influential.
Era. Louise Lasser, would you like to go for a ride with me?
Era.
We're just gonna go across this bridge.
Era.
I brought the ore corn.
Corn.
The corn is at the bottom of this lake.
Era.
Let's drive down there to find it. Era.
The bridge is made of wood.
I left a trail of corn leading from Yawkey Way, Era.
Houses can't cry murder. I call bullshit on this movie.
My favorite animator is Hanna-Barbera.
I was watching these credits, and did they actually get some of these places to donate stuff, or are they just, is this product placement? Because there's some really crazy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like know that Nike shoes. Donated, but they were clearly wearing Nikes.
I don't think
Igloo Coolers, Polaroid, Arista. I mean, I'm wondering. Arista Records. Arista.
We have a new album out on Arista. Swimwear? They were naked on that diving board.
I've got a band for you to hear. Their name is Arista Development.
They're going to open for Aerosmith.
The vacuum cleaner just got a shout out. They thank Hoover. I'm not joking. That's in the credit.
Do you think Louise Lasser got him to throw in a vacuum?
I remember I got Lasser, paid in Lasser, porn.
No! You have to plug in the vacuum. Lasser!
It's like Louis Lasser's costume supplied by Joann Fabrics.
Supplied by some weird doll's clothing store. It's so fucked up.
I remember I got paid in floor corn, and they threw in my wardrobe, which I could keep, and the vacuum cleaner.
Happy Scary Movie Month.
Happy Scary Movie Month on behalf of everyone.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Lasser,
come home.
Okay.